Welcome back to Ever Increasing Word Training Center. We're so excited that you're part of this training center where the importation of the apostolic anointing comes and rests on your life. As we talk about the culture of honor, we want you to constantly reflect and remember that the culture of honor is a belief system, a core belief system, where people have gathered together who share that same belief, which creates the culture. So as we talk about and teach through these series of teachings, we want you to grab hold to the identity of your connection. This is what empowers you into being who you are or who God has created you to be. And as you embrace these truths that transforms our lives, we will experience the dynamics of a life-change, glorious presence of God invading our atmosphere, our life, our thought life, that our foundation will be firm and solid, that we will not be tossed to and fro with every wind and every doctrine that comes along, but that we be steadfast and unmovable in the things of God, that we may fight a good fight of faith. And this is where Apostle Thompson is empowering you and I to move into this arena of faith in God so that we can win in everyday life. Our culture is a champion culture. It's a winning culture. Yes, there are many enduring times in our life that we have to endure some things. But in doing so, we always come out on top. And then the greatest advantage of our victory is that we get to know God on different levels, different manifold graces of God, as God reveals himself to us, that we become partaker of this wonderful, glorious life of the kingdom. So let's focus in. We're moving this evening. We're moving in our lesson to chapter 1. But I want to just take a moment to go back on the last page of our introduction, because that's one statement there that I want us to grab hold to. I want you to take note of. Take note of this statement on page 27. That said, life flows through honor. That life flows through honor. I want you to make a note of that, because that's going to be one of our quiz questions as we prepare for our exams that will be coming up real soon. So make sure you take plenty of notes, underlining your book. I'll write these notes down so that you can have these answers. And it will make the exam so much easier for you. So he says here that life flows through honor. And we talked about that in this introduction, how we recognize the names and titles, the gifts that God has given to us, that we may become partakers of that grace that's on their life, on their lives. And this is vital. This is vital. For we're working from a heaven to earth government and not from an earth to heaven government. It's the order in which God himself have set up and sealed in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the administrator and overseer of the work of the kingdom. And so therefore, we're being led by the Spirit into this realm of honor and respect that calls the atmosphere of God's presence to be captured among us every day, not only in the assembly of the saints, but in your home personally. You will begin to experience the Shekinah glory on levels that are so amazing. So amazing. So let's continue to flow in this realm so that we may continue to understand the empowerment that goes on in this realm. Okay? So he says life flows through honor. Remember this. Okay? Life flows through honor. He said the clear fruit of establishing a culture of honor is that the resurrection life of God begins to flow into people's lives, our homes, and communities, bringing healing, restoration, blessings, joy, hope, and wholeness. When we begin to embrace the kingdom at this level, embrace the culture that's full of forgiveness, full of love, full of grace, full of mercy, full of compassion and understanding and patience, we begin to see people develop, people mature, people embrace the presence of God and the love of God into a larger a demonstration where you really tangibly sense the presence of the peace, the rest, the love of God in the atmosphere among the saints. And that is not just because we're in the assembly of just believers, but it's on you personally, that whenever you walk in the room, whenever you go anywhere, that presence is there. It's tangible. People recognize there's something different about you because the aura or the atmosphere around you is so intoxicating with the joy of God, the peace of God, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. So I want you to stay focused and why we need to understand the culture of those we fellowship with, those we have communion with in the spirit, as being one man, being one voice, one vision. This is awesome. This is awesome. Okay, number two that you need to write down is your meditation scripture. Here on chapter one, as we talk about the supernatural culture, a supernatural culture, culture that's not known, but a culture that has been infused with the presence of God. As Lord, as God, as King, as ruler, he's everything to this culture. We're following his example, and we are living according to his mandates. This is what changes the whole scope of everything that you and I are doing. This is why you must understand why we embrace people, why we forgive, why we embrace the unchurched, the unbeliever, with the mind of Christ, with the Spirit of God. This is our environment. This is our environment, because our whole focus and goal is to win souls, is to win people to the Lord Jesus and change the culture, change lives around us, so men can live victorious as sons and daughters of God, on top and at the bottom. Glory to God. Glory to God. So your meditation scripture this evening is Zechariah 4:6. Zechariah 4:6. Okay, so make note of this. It says, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, or by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by power, nor by might, but by his spirit. This is why this culture is awesome. This culture is dynamite, because it is infused with the spirit in the presence of God. With the spirit in the presence of God. It is God leading the culture. Again, as one man, one voice, one vision. Listen to what he goes on to say. So that's number two, is dealing with our meditation scripture. Again, Zechariah 4:6, just in case you missed it. Okay? The author and pastor here at Bethel Church in Redding, California, he said, if you have ever heard about their church, one of the things that you most might have heard about their church that's outstanding is that miracles are common. It happens all the time. Miracles happen all the time in their church. And he goes on to explain to us why that happens. What is the key thing that we are doing that keeps the presence of God among us? What are we doing that God would have such a liberty to move among us. And this is vital. Because without God's presence, we might as well shut down shop. Because it's all about Him. It's all about His will for our empowerment. His will for our empowerment. And so therefore, if we're going to capture God's presence, then that's something we must do as a people, as a culture that invites the habitation of His presence. That invites the habitation of His presence. This is what he goes on to say. What you may not have heard is that these supernatural events are directly related to the supernatural culture that the community of saints at Bethel has been developing for over a decade. It goes clear to say, the heart of this culture is the conviction that Jesus modeled the Christian life for us. Jesus explains that all the supernatural things that happens through him flows directly from his intimacy, our intimate connection with his Father. I want you, that's number three. I want you to write that down. That miracles, signs, and wonders are the direct impact or manifestation that is produced out of an intimate relationship with the Father. Jesus says, I do nothing without him. The things that I speak is the things that I hear. The things that I do is the things that I see the Father do. And what he says. Other words, I'm not on my own. What you're seeing is a direct, it is a direct empowerment that comes from God. That comes from God. And so therefore, we have to be very, very keen, very, very mindful that that these supernatural manifestations of the anointing only comes because of our relationship. Nothing else. Nothing else. We must maintain the relationship that we have with him. We must maintain the relationship. And it must stay intimate. Because life, again, flows through honor. When we properly honor God, when we properly flow with God, then the supernatural manifestations of the anointing shows up. Healing, deliverance, breakthrough, the love of the culture, blessings, joy, all of it flows because of our connection. And that's why when we talk about honor, the titles and gifts that God has given us so we can receive the grace off of the men and women of God's lives, this is why it's vital. This is why it's vital that we keep our connection. We understand not to allow the familiar spirit of our relationships or the fleshly relationship to overtake the office or the callings that's upon the body of Christ, of our leaders. It is so easy to try to get on a first name basis with our pastors and our apostles and prophets. But that's where we're operating from a carnal or disrespect of the gift and the calling. So if we want to constantly see manifestations, demonstrations of the anointing, the supernatural works being manifested in the earth where God is invaded, then we must maintain the order that God have set up, have set in place. It must be maintained. And we must always remember it, no matter where we are, no matter what our activities are or what we're doing. Just say, for instance, your church decided to do a deal on the park, fellowshipping, and pastor is out there with you. You know, pastor, first lady is out there. The woman of God is out there. The royal family is out there with you. You must never allow yourself, because I'm not in a four-wall sanctuary building at a worship service, that even though I'm outdoors, he is still pastor. He is still the apostle. He is still the prophet, the evangelist, and the teacher. I'm not going to step out of rank because I'm not in what we call suited attire, and we're out in more of a lavish a free space. No, even then, and even there, I maintain my order and respect for the office and the man of God. Never get out of line. Because in a moment, God can orchestrate, God can speak a rhema through the man of God. I give him a revelation about something that can change my life. And I don't want to sever the relationship or that anointing by playing volleyball. And he's so in tune playing volleyball that we're going to short circuit the anointing. Now, even when he's out there playing volleyball or soccer or swimming, he's still God's anointed. We have to maintain that level. We have to maintain that level of respect and honor so the anointing can constantly flow, manifest heaven on earth. Constant manifest heaven on earth. So that's number three. So get that down as number three, that the heart of the culture is the conviction that Jesus modeled the Christian life before us. He modeled it for us, okay, and before us. Jesus explained that all the supernatural things that happen through him flow directly from his intimate connection with his Father. That's why my connection with my man of God must remain a spiritual connection and not a flesh connection. Get that in your spirit. Very, very important. Even if I'm sitting in the balcony and he's on the platform, that anointing that we've connected has no distance. Has no distance. No matter where I am, that anointing that's on his life, that grace on his life is with me. It's with me. It's not only with me, it's in me. Because he's poured out his life so that I can live, so that Christ can live big in me. He's pouring out his life so Christ can live big in me. Vital. Okay, that's understanding the culture. I know some people think, well, that's too extreme. Look like y'all worshiping that man. No, we're not to worship a man. We worship God. But we serve God by honoring the man. We honor God by honoring the one he chose. So I'm serving my man to God as unto the Lord. I'm serving my sisters and brothers as unto the Lord. So when I serve my man of God and my sisters and brothers in the unchurched and do things to help people, I'm doing it as unto the Lord. That's what you got to focus in, because you don't want to get into a flesh realm of thinking that what people think, we're worshiping the man. Even though serving it looked like a worship, it isn't. It's an outward manifestation of the inward conviction of our belief. Again, serving is an outward manifestation of an inward conviction of our belief toward God. who called us, who saved us, who delivered us. So when we're clear on these topics or thoughts, it makes it easy for us to do our job. It makes it easy for us to live the life of a believer because I'm clear about my conviction. I'm clear about my conviction. Okay, so make sure you got that in your notes. Okay, he says here again, number four, sustaining a supernatural lifestyle. This is number four, sustaining a supernatural lifestyle where signs and wonders follow us is therefore totally dependent on living out our true identity as sons and daughters of God. This is where it is. When we live out our true identity as sons and daughters of God, remember, we are a culture. Get that in the spirit. We are a culture. And in the world that we live in, there are many cultures. There are many beliefs. But ours is the only one that has God as his God. The living God, the creator of all human life. We're the only one who have it. Everybody else is based upon theory. Reason why we are different is because God is God of the kingdom. We live from a heaven to earth lifestyle. When men live an earthly lifestyle, trying to make it something pleasurable to a heaven or whatever their concepts are. They're man-made statues that they worship. They have rituals, ceremonies to try to worship whatever they believe. But we know who and in whom we believe. Jesus is the Son of God. We know that. We're convinced of it. And our relationship is based on that relationship. And this is what separates us from everybody else on planet Earth. Hallelujah. And you have to know it. You have to understand your identity. Because there are going to be times when there's persecution. There are going to be times that you're going to have to signify your difference from everybody else. And you're going to have to know who you are. And that many times dealing with relatives, dealing with friends, co-workers, that they have to understand that it is not lawful for me to participate in any and everything. There's certain things that I'm not going to participate in. And it's because of what God's word that God doesn't allow certain things and told us, touch not certain things. These certain things are not of the kingdom. And we restrain, resist, and turn away from that activity. This is what makes you different. It makes you strange. It makes you different. But it makes you God's anointed. You're God's child. And that's the difference. That's the difference. And that's why our culture is so strong. That's why our culture is so strong. This is what he says. I'm going to repeat number four, that sustaining a supernatural culture, our lifestyle, where signs and wonders follow us, is therefore totally dependent on living out our true identity. Never been ashamed of who you are, what God called you to do. In the midst of persecution, in the midst of those who deny, in the midst of those who don't believe, yet I believe, yet I speak, yet I stand. That makes the difference. It's our conviction of who we are. And that God flows through us. God lives in us. This is a supernatural culture where the signs, the wonders, and the miracles, the exploits flows through us as well as to us. Powerful. We understand our identity as sons and daughters of God, that we are armed with these truths. The leaders at Bethel understand that their primary rule is to empower the saints to know God and walk in the fullness of who he says they are. That's another important key to understanding what we're all about in the culture. That we have a primary goal, assignment, to empower every saint, to know and walk in the fullness of who God has made them. Hallelujah. And I say today that we're all overcomers. We're all victorious. We're all royal, chosen, anointed by God, empowered with the Holy Ghost to live the victorious overcomer's life without defeat, without shame, but in boldness and out front. Not hiding. Apostle always tells us, don't hide what God blesses you with. Live out in front so people can see God's goodness on your life. So they can recognize that God is a good God. The testimony that you have about how good God is and what God can do and how God loves you is being clearly demonstrated, manifested through the blessings on your life and in your life. So we're not hiding the blessing. We're living out front and living bold. Glory to God. That's what we want you to do. When you know who you are, and that God did it, that God is your source, you don't have to be ashamed. Even in front of the naysayers and criticizers, you don't have to be ashamed. You know, King David made the statement in Psalms 23, thou anointest my head and my cup runneth over. He said, you prepare a table before me, before my enemies. You prepare a table before my enemies. You set me up right in the midst of my enemies. Why? So they can see your goodness. They can see your glory. They can see your power in the midst of my enemies. Do it produce jealousy? Do it produce persecution for some? Yes, it does. But they can't deny that God is a good God. That your God and my God and our Father loves us, and he's manifesting himself to us, and he wants us to have the best of everything. That's what they need to see. They need to see it manifesting on you, in you, and through you. Glory to God. Number five, I want to say that all these core values, talking about core values, this is vital. What do we really believe? What is our real conviction about God and our belief in him? That core belief system is what is vital, that you and I must understand all the time, because that is what we stand on. That's who really I really am. And this is what God has made me to be. When you and I understand that, we cannot be defeated. We cannot be defeated because we know who we are. We know what God has called us to do and to be. This is what makes us overcomers in the things of God. Our core values. What are we convicted about? What we're convinced about. So number five is recognizing our core values. My conviction, my true belief, my identity. my conviction, my true belief, my identity. Make sure you got that. That's number five, my core values. My convictions, my identity, my true belief. What I believe about God. Don't want you to forget that. But stick with it. Things are going to go great for you. You're going to experience the Shekinah glory like never before. And you will experience the manifestation of the truths that we're teaching you here in the Culture of Honor. Remember, ever increasing word training center is an apostolic anointing that's from heaven to earth. Government. You are mortal before the world, and nobody else looks like you. Till next time, God bless you. Stay inspired. Stay focused on the Word of God, and you'll begin to see more of His glory and manifestations in your life. In Jesus' name, God bless you.